Today, Palestinian police were back on the streets of Bethlehem. Israeli forces left the town yesterday. Under an agreement reached earlier this week, Israel agreed to hand over control of Bethlehem and parts of the Gaza Strip. It is seen as an opportunity for Palestinian security forces to demonstrate they are prepared to prevent attacks on Israelis. If the arrangement is successful, it could be expanded to other Israeli-occupied West Bank cities. NPR's Anne Garrels reports.
Palestinians strolling the streets of Bethlehem reacted to the withdrawal of Israeli troops with skepticism bordering on scorn. The tanks remain right outside the city and are poised to move back at any moment. 21-year-old Rana is a student at Bethlehem University.
I think life will not change because there's still disclosure and we can't go out from Bethlehem and everything will be the same.
The Palestinian police seem to be the only ones with any confidence in this test of their will. For the first time in months, they patrolled Bethlehem without the threat of being shot by Israeli patrols. And to a man, they supported the agreement, citing instructions to stop all attacks against Israelis. In the police station, there are still posters on the wall extolling the martyrdom of suicide bombers. But 26-year-old policeman Walid called them a relic of the recent past.
He says, yes, you see the picture of Ayat al-Akhras, but that's history. She's dead and it's finished and it's over. Now the agreement today opens a new page totally. If I know of an act like her act or somebody else's act, my duty will be to stop this totally.
The chief of police, Alaeddin Hussein, says despite the lack of computers, cars and communications equipment which were destroyed by the Israelis last spring, his force will be able to do the job. Militant groups like Hamas and Islamic Jihad have said they will continue attacks on Israelis. When asked if he would have problems taking on these militant groups, the police chief had this answer.
There is no challenge to my job here in Beit Lahem because in the Beit Lahem area, they're not active military-wise, but politically, they're active.
Yuval Stinitz, member of parliament for the ruling Likud party, says this isn't enough.
This is against the American and international doctrine of fighting terrorism. The idea is not just to reach some kind of cessation of violence, but a complete dismantling of the terrorist infrastructure.
Prime Minister Ariel Sharon has been noticeably silent about the agreement, which was brokered by Benjamin Ben-Eliezer, his defense minister. Ben-Eliezer is leader of the Labour Party, with political ambitions to be prime minister himself one day. The complications inherent in the agreement became more apparent during the day. In Gaza, where the Palestinians are also taking on the responsibility for security, a Hamas sniper shot an Israeli soldier guarding a Jewish settlement. Ben-Eliezer told the Palestinians they must try to arrest the sniper if they want the new security to work and be expanded. Meanwhile, Israeli troops killed the brother of the leader of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine during a raid on his house in the West Bank city of Ramallah. Palestinian officials say the agreement will be too one-sided and politically untenable if Israel continues with such assassinations. They argue this will unleash cycles of revenge that neither side can control. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Bethlehem.